Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fortcast podcast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ear, nose, throat physician and president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. I'm extremely excited today to have my guest, Tiffany Pernat. Tiffany is our health and wellness guru, technically department coordinator, but I like guru better. And Tiffany, thank you for joining me today. And please just give our listeners a little introduction on who you are and how long you've been with Fort Healthcare.
Thanks, Dr. A. It's awesome to be here today. So Tiffany Pernat, Community Health and Wellness Department Coordinator. In January, I will have been here 14 years, which is really wild to say out loud. So I've got a couple different hats that I wear here at Fort Healthcare. My main role is, as mentioned, Community Health and Wellness Department Coordinator. So I work internally with our employees at Fort Healthcare to work on their health and wellness goals, but that also extends out to our community with different programming opportunities and working with just about any group you can think of with their health and wellness goals. I'm also a fitness instructor as well, and am working a little bit as a CNA. So a Jill of all trades and working to be a master of all of them.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, Tiffany. I can't believe you've been with the organization 14 years. Thank you for all the help that you do coordinating care, not only for our employees, but also our community. You know, health and wellness is so important today for a lot of reasons. It helps with worker happiness, productivity, helps our community. One of our organizational goals is to definitely be the healthiest community in Wisconsin. In fact, it's our vision. I'm happy to report that we ranked in the top quartile of Wisconsin counties last year. That is something we're very proud of. And Tiffany, I know you're a big part of it. So thank you for that.
Oh, Dr. A, you are more than welcome. It is something that I have such a passion for and something that really excites me. And I always hope to be able to bring that excitement and joy to those individuals that we're working with, whether that's internally or externally. You know, as a physician, right, that health is the ultimate wealth, and everyone has to find their own journey with what works for them, what excites them, and what motivates them to essentially be the healthiest person they can be, which in turn ties back to our mission and vision. So with my role being able to work with employees, making sure that Fort Healthcare is that shining light as it pertains to wellness, it's my hope that as individuals look to Fort Healthcare and they doctor here at Fort Healthcare, that they're able to see that it is something we value, it's something we take pride in, and maybe have that little bit of a spark to be able to take that into their own hands as well.
I like that. I like the idea of a spark. But let's talk a little bit about that journey and some of the programs that you help coordinate. The one thing I often hear is about these virtual 5Ks. And maybe you can educate me and our listeners about what it means to be part of a virtual 5K. You know, when I hear the word virtual, I'm wondering, is this something I could do on my couch? So can you take me through what a virtual 5K is, Tiffany?
I'd be happy to. I'm not super happy to report to you that you can't do it on your couch. So whether you're looking for that or not, but maybe if you put a Fitbit on a dog or a small child that's running around, maybe we could cheat, but that's not going to help anyone, right? So virtual 5Ks, Fort Healthcare started doing our virtual 5K series in the summer of 2020, right when the pandemic was coming into fruition. And we've continued this tradition all the way through. So what a virtual 5K is, it's essentially you picking and choosing how you want to accomplish at least a 5K, which is 3.1 miles for our American friends. And that is done in one jaunt, if you will. So maybe you're using a treadmill. Maybe you are going for a walk on a trail, on a bike path, whatever that is. But essentially, you set your watch, you set a device, whatever that is to you that will help track. And once you hit that 3.1 mile mark, you've completed that virtual 5K. So how we've made that work at Fort Healthcare is individuals, not only in our service area, but actually across the United States and the world, have participated in these 5K series. So individuals do their 5K and they report back their time to myself in community health. And we do a virtual leaderboard so that the competitive nature of some, they're able to see where they rank compared to others. And each month we keep track of the individuals that complete these 5Ks. So what's really cool is up and coming, we do have our winter series. So a great way to stay motivated in the winter months here in Wisconsin. Easy enough to sign up. It's right on our website, forthealthcare.com. And it's a 5-race series for the entire winter series. That'll start in October of 2023 and will go through February of 2024.
That sounds great. You know, anything you can do to keep that edge through the winter is so important. The topic of virtual 5Ks is just a wonderful addition. And did I hear you say people around the world? Did I catch that correctly?
You did. And I hope you can feel the smile on my face. It's been one of the coolest parts of offering this series throughout the years. So as I mentioned, majority of our participants are within Wisconsin, but we have had individuals from India, England, Mexico, UAE was our most recent one last month. Oh my gosh, I'm sure I'm missing a couple. I think we had someone from Australia as well. And I always ask, how did you find this? And the response is usually pretty similar, where someone will Google virtual 5K or free 5K and ours pops up on their screen. And it's been really neat to be able to interact with these individuals and have them be just a little bit part of the Fort Healthcare family during those 5Ks.
So I imagine the leaderboard and maybe photographs come through social media platforms. Is that how participants get involved?
Yes, great point. So we like to have our participants submit not only their time for what it took to complete that 5K, but also to send over photos. And we like to be able to put that on social media along with our stats for each race. Usually the stats that we include are how many miles were completed, how many participants completed. I like to include the kids and pets that participate because I think that's something fun. Sometimes we have milestones. Maybe an individual is training for a half marathon or it's a birthday run, but really trying to make it special. And I think that helps to bring the connectiveness of all of our participants that are doing it to be able to see the pictures and see those different stats of each event.
Agree. You know, that sounds like a wonderful initiative. Now, switching gears, I'd love to talk a little bit about the Frosty Rock. I know you've had heavy involvement in the past, and that comes up in November. Can you tell us a little bit about the Frosty Rock?
Absolutely. So this year's race will fall on Saturday, November 11th. We have 3 different race options for individuals to participate in. The first one is going to be the 1 mile. This is going to be open for all ages, and this is actually a free run or walk. So that's kind of a cool way to get involved if you're maybe not feeling like you can do a full 5K or even that 12K distance, which I'll touch on, but it's a great way to get involved. It takes just a short amount of time, and it's a great way to get involved with the event and to have a little bit of fun. The other 2 distances I mentioned were a 5K, which again is that 3.1 miles, and then we also have a 12K, and that 12K is so unique because it's a, I'm going to call it a combo run, where you have a little bit of road running, but we also utilize Dorothy Carnes Park. So we do have more of that trail style and more of that little bit of a challenge, if you will, with that run. And that 12K comes out to, I do believe it's just over 7.4 miles. So you've got that little bit more of a challenge. That 5K and 12K do have a cost associated with it. It is $20 to participate. But again, just a great way to get involved. We do encourage families to come out for the Frosty Rock race. And maybe you'll see some of the kids doing the 1 mile and parent guardian doing some of the other races too. For individuals that don't necessarily want to be part of that race, we do have volunteer options of all different capacities. And those are always needed. So that's always a good way to get involved. And I would also, I have to mention it, Dr. A, there's a pancake breakfast this year. And I hope you can feel the excitement. So that pancake breakfast is going to be put on by the Kiwanis Club of Fort Atkinson. And that's open not only to the participants and the volunteers, but also community members as well. So a little bit of carbs, a little bit of sugar with the syrup and a race. That's a perfect combination in my book.
Well, I have to agree. I tell you, you had me at pancakes, but I thoroughly enjoyed the Frosty Rock last year. And I was surprised to see how big of an event it is, the number of community members, and quite frankly, members of our medical staff that participate in the Frosty Rock. It's a wonderful event. We invite everybody to be a part of it. I am happy to hear that volunteering is an option, because if people can't run or walk, they can certainly volunteer as their friends and coworkers or loved ones participate in the Frosty Rock. The fact that there's a pancake breakfast, it's just wonderful. I mean, who doesn't like pancakes, especially after running?
It's a perfect combo, and it's just a great way to bring community members together, right? And just continue to add to an already great event.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that you mentioned is that you're a fitness instructor as well, Tiffany. And so do you offer fitness classes, either Ford Healthcare employees or community members? Are there fitness classes?
I do. This is a very near and dear passion. I've been teaching since 2011. So if you do the math, it's been a couple years. And yes, we do have a couple different options for not only our employees, but as you mentioned, our community members. One really cool thing is that we are able to get back to in-person classes. Those are going to be starting here in a couple weeks in October. And we're actually partnering with the Fort Atkinson Club to be able to offer these classes at a community area that is not only beautiful, but is also centrally located. So lots of different fitness class options. I also have a coworker, Gina, who's going to be offering classes alongside with me as well for those in-person opportunities. All of our class options and descriptions, costs, different things that way are going to be listed on the Fort Healthcare website, just forthealthcare.com. And like I said, a little bit of everything for everyone, depending on your fitness level and what you're looking forward to. The other thing that's kind of cool is during the pandemic, we wanted to make sure we were still able to provide fitness classes to our community. So we started offering virtual options. And it's bittersweet to say I'm excited to go back to the in-person. However, there is one digital class option that we're going to be keeping that is virtual moving forward in the foreseeable future. And these are virtual stretch classes. They are offered 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They're 15 minutes and offered right along the lunch hour. These are completely free. So to sign up, you can do that Fort Healthcare website again. And then email will be sent right before the classes start with the IDs and passwords. For me, this has been a really cool way to break up my day, to be able to take a little bit of time back for myself, to be able to do a little bit of stretching, but also to connect with more of our community members. And who doesn't like free? Kind of a cool way to connect and bring something fun to those individuals.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a wonderful way to kind of reset your day.
It is. And to be honest, when I first started doing the stretch classes, I don't want to say it felt like a chore. It felt like another thing or another, you know, to do on my list. But as I got into it, I recognized how much better I felt after teaching, even just for 15 minutes, just taking that time to not only decompress, but to add that stretching, which is such a benefit to the body. And now fast forward 3.5 years later, I can't imagine not doing it during the week. And I can tell the weeks that I have a day off or whatever comes about that gets in the way of that. So really excited to keep that going and hoping to continue to build the numbers with the program.
It sounds like a wonderful initiative, and really feeling better is what health and wellness is all about. So I hope we've increased awareness to our listeners on this very valuable topic. And Tiffany, thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate your expertise in this field.
Thanks, Dr. A. I appreciate you inviting me.
So with that being said, that concludes our Fortcast podcast for today. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our full podcast library on our website. Once again, this is Dr. Michael Anderson signing off for the Fortcast podcast. Thank you, everyone. So long.